Welcome to the world of Reb Tzedakah Kohen. Join Rabbi Yaakov Haber as he weaves together Chassidus, Kabbalah, Jewish philosophy, and Jewish history to create a worldview for the sophisticated Jew of today.
In the Kedusha Shabbos, Maimer Aleph, the yisod that we came to is that it's an extremely important element of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu partners with Adam in the binyan of the Bria. That, in other words, Hashem actually does not finish the Bria by himself. He depends on us, not the monkeys and not the trees and not the mice, but on us, on L'chol HaPov, as human beings, not Jews. I don't think it means Jews over here. I think we're talking about, it's not a Jewish thing. We're talking about the Bria. So the Bria is totally in Maisa Bnei Adam. And that's the real shot, the most basic shot and the deepest shot at the same time of a person being created, B'Tzelem Elokim. B'Tzelem Elokim. Elokim is the name of Hashem used in the Bria. Gracious Bar Elokim. Asa Shemayim Asa Aretz. And that Elokim, that Elokim Gufa, Adam is created, B'Tzelem Elokim. So it means that we're like literally partners in the Maisa of the Bria. And then we took it a step further and we said, V'zehu Tzad Safayin HaPasuach. And this is the Omek of the Tzad Safayin HaPasuach, which is a big sukkah, Safayin HaPasuach. Again, it starts with Yirmiyahu, who says that, you know, there's an open door, or an open, there's a vacuum, an open door, a halal, on the Tzad Safon. Tzad Safon, we learned, has many significances. The Shulchan is Tzad Safon. I write to Lahashir, Amyatspin. Sanhedrin sits, by the way, in the Tzad Safon. But Safon is of dubious character. The north part is of dubious character because, on the one hand, like, if you want to have a lot of money, so Yatspin, Davin North. On the other hand, a lot of money can be a klolo. Can be a bracha, can be a klolo. You know, it's not like, I don't think we find that a lot of Torah is a klolo ever. You know, there are a lot of health is a klolo, you know. But a lot of money can be a klolo. It could also be a magnificent, like a Shlomo HaMelech had a lot of money. Like, it was fantastic. It could be a magnificent bracha. And especially when you're talking about Tikkun Olam. Especially when you're talking about Tikkun Olam, I mean, better, I could do much more with L'chorah, with money, than I can with health. Possibly more than I could do with money than I could do with Torah. I don't wanna, but like, you do a lot with money in terms of Tikkun Olam, but you could also make a lot of Balagan, you know, with money. So that's the Tzad Safon. And that's what he said, Chazal say in Shabbos, I think, that the Beis is Pasuach B'Tzad Safon, which is on the left side. Onion, the Torah spoke about the old maps. The Beis is Pasuach B'Tzad Safon. So Tzad Safon, so just to sum that up, Tzad Safon refers to, as Reb Tzedakah is saying, in summary, Tzad Safon refers to our participation, our chelik in the Mem Sofit of the Bria. Or is like Reb Simcha said, the Bar Tabam. Good remez. Beis Bracious, Mem Sofis, the finishing up of the Beis comes out to be a Mem Sofis. Our part, which is could be, it's dubious, you know, okay, no law, like we could be Mashchis the world, or we could do Tikkun Olam. So the Yisoid is, so here we're getting into, not only is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us as partners in the Bria, which is so, so important, but in that partnership, we have free choice. The free choice is not just whether I want to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. The free choice is whether I'm going to do Tikkun Olam or Churban Olam. That's the choice. And it's so interesting, by the way, that it's so close. Tikkun Olam and Churban Olam is so close that sometimes you can't even tell whether somebody's making a Tikkun or they're making a Churban. You know what I'm saying? It's close at a number of levels. Like, first of all, just in terms of character, Reb Tzedek says in one place, he says, that, you know, he talks about the midos of people. So he says that if you want to find a Baal Tzedakah, if you want to find a Baal Tzedakah, how do you know if somebody's a Baal Tzedakah or not? This is good if you're a fundraiser. How do you know if you're a Baal Tzedakah, somebody's a Baal Tzedakah or not? Look for a Baal Taiva. Look for a bell time. If you're going to get like this type of Yekesh, a perfect guy who's mapping on everything, trims his beard with a computer. Like, it's not likely that you're going to break the budget line and really get. You need this kind of hispashtus, This kind of hispashtus which goes out from chesed, not from gvurah. So it's an interesting thing. So, what's worse than taiva? What's worse than taiva? I mean, taiva is the chorban of the whole world. I mean, every chorban that's happened to the world. Kedusha kedusha. So they're so close, but then I even on a deeper level, you see people, you see things happening, and you don't know, is it a bracha or is it a klala? Is it a you think about, I'm not political, don't want to be political, I don't want to talk about politics, but I was thinking about it the other day, you look at the state of Israel, the modern state of Israel, Yeshayim, it's Rabbish Hachana for Mashiach. Yesh, that it's like mamish, the Yevonim, Sitra Achra, like the Romans, everything all in one. It's all in there, my kid was on the bus talking to a guy who was talking about this, talking about the politics of whatever it's called. Musty, little kid, so he's saying, yeah, but it's Chil Hashem, yeah, but Chil Hashem. Out of Chil Hashem, it's a Kiddush Hashem. The more that we knock them in CNN and be whatever it's called, the BBC, Kiddush Hashem. I'm not interested in the whole, I'm just saying, here, how do you have a thing that, Tug Dalyander of Cook and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld are sitting, one holds it's the biggest carbon, and they're having a l'chaim together, no problem. What's holds the biggest broth in the world, holds the biggest klal in the world. So the answer is that tzad suffering shebemem. That's shebebeis. The tzad suffering shebebeis, it's open. It's open to Bechira Chafshis, and it's very, very delicate. It's very, very dachistic. What's called tikkun olam, but that's our bako. The tzad suffering is our makom, and that's why all of the dubious brachas come from Safon. Ashiras comes from Safon. The lechem aponim was with Safon, and the Sanhedrin was with Safon, because the Sanhedrin, and this is so important, the Sanhedrin is the ultimate manifestation of human power in this world. There's nothing that we can say chayev misa. And it holds water. We could say Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh. What is not Rosh Chodesh? So, like the ultimate partnership of Adam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate Selam Elohim takes place with the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is suffering, right? You hear this? I'm sure you brought this because it just fascinated me. But the power of Zerub Morgenstern in Gula, but he writes here, caught my... Listen to this. At Kedekach. This is in Hilchos Tefillin. Hine etzel kama tzadikim hayu lefamim b'shas ha-tefillah yared chelek me'atzfillin shoroish k'sas ha-lametzach. You can find sometimes by tzadikim the tefillin is supposed to be where it's supposed to be. And then it can fall down onto the forehead. Tzadikim have this problem in particular because... usually, like the Rav, sits facing the Kehillah. So everybody has an opinion about your tefillin. the whole davening. You get this rebbe's a little bit here, a little bit there, you understand, better to daven the towards, But anyway, you find even by tzaddikim that Yorid Chelik Me'atzulim Shoreshim Sassal Ametzach. Like how you machzir and tamid take if atilim koyim, and they didn't always, even if they got the signals and everything, they didn't always put them back. There was somebody in this shul said to me that he said to a certain rosh yeshiva, your tefillin are too far down, and he picked it up for him, and he said, he was telling me a story that this rosh yeshiva pulled it back down, so this guy was complaining, like somebody wore it to your covenant and to the mitzvah, blah blah blah. He says you find tzaddikim, he writes here, you find tzaddikim that the tefillin fall down, and they leave them there. Mashirim came to Atzvil L'shak Halakach. They left a dafka like that for a little while. Why would this be? We know that the whole Shal Rosh has to be Makom Asaris, or where your Saris once were. And everything, none of your tefillin Shal Rosh can go below the roots of where your hair is. They would leave their tefillin where it is. Hey, Yois, why? Shayaharbe Yehudim Shenichshlu V'yar Lehem Atfilin Shal Rosh HaMetzach. Since there are many, many Jews who wear their tefillin like that wrong, I'm Ratzim. V'yikitra Godol Aleihem She Hasam Rotzel Lasei Soisim Karkaftu De Leimonach Tefillin. In Shemayim, they're called a Karkaftu De Leimonach Tefillin. You can, this guy's a balabas, comes to shul every day. Come to Shabbat, like he never wore tefillin all of his life. Karkafta de leimanach tefillin means he's a head, special place in Gehenna for a head that never wore tefillin. Tefillin every day? No. It's a little bit below the hairline. Karkafta de leimanach tefillin. L'chein masru atzadikin nafsham rahashir gam kein kach. So what do the tzadikin do? They leave the tefillin in a lower place. U'bezeh yuchrechu b'shamayim. And they changed the halach in Shemayim a little bit, that lelam etzchus alinyan zeh, so they have so in Shemayim a little more rachmanis on the balabatis. By the way, who this is famous, I presume he's referring to, is the Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe, often you'd find him with his tefillin in the wrong place. So you never know, the Lubavitchers are darshi, they go all kinds of drushes about it, like making, or he just had his tefillin in the wrong place. But I presume that's what he's talking about. How are you allowed to do it? What do you want? I mean, the Sam and Shemayim has to have some kind of a makar. So he says there's a Shitas Gan HaMelech who learns in Rashi. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Tefillin Shel Rosh are like the Kesser of David HaMelech. The Kesser of David HaMelech was worn over here. He didn't wear it over here. He wore it over here. So that's what Rashi says. Al HaMetzach. So the Gan HaMelech, which was the early Achron, almost a Rishon, says that from Rashi, you see that there's a Shitas Rashi, that the Metzach is the correct place for Tefillin. So there's one Shitas Yechida. That Shitas Yechida, Ladiz Daiti, that one Shita was probably said, that changed the din in Shemayim for thousands and thousands of people for thousands of generations. One Diuk in a Rashi, but somebody has to do it. This is the point. Somebody has to do it. So the tzaddikim moshe nefesh. I'll go keneged roiv shitas and do it. There's probably good sources for this. He goes on and on, and he says that this is. So what's the pshat? I mean, in other words, that's here's a maisa of a tzaddik, which is not just doing tikkun olam by planting a tree or pruning a bush or making or milking a cow, but he's doing the tikkun olam by actually changing a halacha in Shemayim. Ad kedei kach is the partnership between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you think that we can change when Rosh Chodesh is, or Omer, I know Isaac a little bit in Tyrus, so people say the base in Paskin, it wasn't MS. Do I have to listen to it if I know it's not MS? So I mean the halacha is. The smart things go to a good Beis Din, but the MS is what the Beis Din paskins, because would a Beis Din paskin something that creates a whole new reality. That's the din. That's the din in Shemayim. That's what happened. The history of it is no longer relevant. There's very few cases where you can appeal a din Torah. The history is no longer. You change the Metzius. So all of this has to do with the koyach. Ha'adam v'briyat, Salam alikim. That's the sugya over here. So then he says, your work gets there. Mili macheris, let me explain this in different words. Shehine boi lomois hel yoinim hare b'tzad sofoin. If you, in the higher world, on the northern side, yeshes hechel haschus, there's the hechel haschus. Another thing for the north end. Sham gam yoshvin ayin beis ha-Sanhedrin. And that's where the Sanhedrin 72 sit. And it's over there where you can do a big balagam. The Sanhedrin, did do balagam. They did do balagam, and they caused huge tsaros when the Sanhedrin were tzedukim. So the Gemara says that Rada Dhamma, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when they refused to, the story, Agrippas HaMelech came into the Sanhedrin. They summoned him, and they told him, Amod. Amod, you're supposed to stand when you come in front of the Sanhedrin. So Agrippa says, I'm a king, I don't have to stand up for you. Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, yes, you do have to stand. So Agrippa said, Lo kamosha ato omer, al kamosha omer chavirecha. I'm not going with you, Shimon ben Shetach was a kanoi. Let's see what the chavir, let the Sanhedrin pass, kind of a melech has to stand or not. So the Gemara says, Mistako b'yamin. I'm laughing because I find Uber's was not funny at all. Mistako b'yamin, Shimon ben Shetach looked to his right, semicircle. Looked to his right, they all nichbashu pneim b'karka. They all buried their faces. Mistako b'smol, they're all scared of this, you know, because the king in the second off with your head. They looked to the left, kulam nichbashu pneim b'karka. Shimon ben Shetach started to cry. This is my Sanhedrin. Miad ra'ado adama. There was an earthquake in Eretz Yisrael at that second. So the omek hadavar is that the Sanhedrin, the ma'ase yedei adam, shemaim shemaim la'ashem va'aretz nosan livnei adam. Aretz nosan ha'aretz ra'ado adama. Ha'aretz nosan livnei adam. That's ad kedei kach that they caused the earthquake. And can cause rain and can cause bracha, you know, not like the whole, all the going to make fun of us, you know, the holy men, the rainmakers. It's an understanding. They don't understand that there's a deep partnership between Adam and the Yetzer Olam. It's a deep partnership that's going on. So that's all in the Tzad Sofer, and that's why the Sanhedrin sits there. On the other hand, he goes on to say that if the Sanhedrin, if that Malkum Tzafon would be Danis Kol Ha'olam L'Kaf Schus, an opportunity to be Danis Kol Ha'olam L'Kaf Schus. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Danis Kol Ha'olam Kulay L'Kaf Schus. That's the Koach of Sanhedrin Tzad Tzafon Shul Mizbeach.
This is such a powerful thing. It changes so much.
Yeah. Became mitzvah zukaroy how you chayil sakin it's kola oilam. Okay, let's go further. So that's the tzad suffering. It's fascinating. The tefillin is ad kadei kach. Okay. This is where we sort of left it. The adam la'amo yulad. Adam la'amo yulad. You have it? Third line in, again, my shoe. Adam la'amo yulad.
Right column, 5 lines from the bottom.
Af Adam Arishan koidem achet. Even Adam Arishan, before he did a chet, Nemar, it says, Vayani cheyu beganeden la'avda ul'shamra. So here was Adam Arishan koidem achet with no obligations, l'chara, you know, he's just sitting there with the angels giving him grapes and stuff. And he's in Gan Eden, and yet it says La'avdul Hashemer. No, you're the Ganenet here. You're the Gonen and the Shomer of Gan Eden. It's before the Chet. Nemar, and it also says in the Torah, Adam Ayin Lavi Desa Adama. Rabbi Seinu Zal Amra. What did Hashem want from him? La'avdul Hashemer. What did he want him to do? La'avdul Hashemer. Walk around with a drive around with one of those, what do you call them?
Golf carts?
No, the little things you cut your grass with. Yeah.
Knocking on doors to prune the trees.
Right. La'avda u'l'shamra, Rabbi Zeno Zal Amru, La'avda b'mitzvus esay u'l'shamra b'mitzvus lois esay. We're talking about the Adam HaRishon Chelek in the Bria before the Chet, would have been mitzvah sase and mitzvah laisase. Mitzvah. La'avdu l'shamra would have been, your job is totally super executive, you just have to do mitzvahs. You don't have to get involved with the pruning of the tree. Similarly, v'chein amr, Sanhedrin tzadik 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 t Rashtaken Pasuk, Adam la'amol, Adam la'amol yulad. Man was created to work, to toil. Adam la'amol yulad. Eini yodeya, says the Gemara. We read this Pasuk and we do not know im la'amol peh, im la'amol melacha. What? We're created to work. Work has a lot of definitions. It could be amol peh. You could do a lot of talking and give instructions. Or it could be work, like work with your hands, work. So we don't know what Adam la'amol yulan means. Havi'aymer la'amol tayra nifra. So the answer is, now let's be medayik here. We were created for amol tayra. Created, but then we messed up. In other words, the original amelus of Adam Arishan was amol tayra, but that's before the chet. Adam la'amol yulad. Havi'omer la'amol tayra nivra, v'zeh haya brias ha'adam b'tzelem alekim. This is the pshat in Adam being created b'tzelem alekim. Shehu hashem hanisker b'tchilas abria, which is the shame alekim, is the shame, which is nisker b'tchilas abria. Gracious bar alekim. Sheyiyahu hamashlima ba'avodase, that the Adam is the mashlim. So when Hashem told Adam Arishan, beautiful pshat. When Hashem told Adam Arishan that you're here in the Gan Eden and your job, you have a job. It's not just to hang out in Gan Eden. You know, this is not, you know, this is not Boca Raton. This is a job. Avda ulashamra. Shiyahu amashlima ba'avidase. V'kulo gufi deruptaki ninhu. V'kulo gufi deruptaki ninhu. Anybody know what it means? So the Gemara says, we don't know Adam la'amo yulad. The Gemara says, you can make a choice. Well, the Gemara says there's two kinds of amelos. There's amol Torah, which we were created for. Then there's amol melacha. Immediately after the chet of Adam Arishan, Hashem said, you got to work the land. You got to do now the other melacha. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, you know, you can crawl back into this matzav of Adam Lifnei Achet, and you could be Omel and Torah and have Parnassah. Argued with him, who? Rabbi Lezer? Argued with him and said, no, what's going to be with the food? What's going to be with the farming? Harbei Asu, Kirub Shem Bar Yochai V'loi Asa B'yadam. A lot of people tried the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai deal of getting back to Amol Torah only, take my position as a position, as an executive position, where I'm just I'm learning Torah, let other people do the work. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Machter Nasi Sayyidei Acherim, let other people do the work. Lai also be Yadam didn't work out for most people who tried Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's method. It didn't work out. You got to be very, very pure.
What
does that mean? It didn't work out.
Then he starved. Yeah. And he didn't.
Hmm?
He didn't have that much either.
He had whatever he needed.
Didn't the dig reach true for him or something?
That's when he was hiding, but let's talk about his whole life. He had a farm, and he came and was planted. And he said, because if you're going to get involved with that, so... Daish Bishas Disha. He had a farm. He had a farm.
And
Kian.
And people were working in it like it was normal. It was an angelic farm.
Real farm
with real people.
He was
a business owner.
Yeah, they all were.
So even
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai
was a business owner.
Right. But you didn't have to do anything. You have to have a zach. Like
you have to have a farm.
You got to have the farm. You have to, l'chora, you have to have something which the bracha can be chal on.
Even
the Chafetz Chaim had a grocery store. You know, so he didn't, I don't think he... You have to have something. You have to have something for a chalosh bracha, something. Father-in-law, something. Something. Yeah. Can't just like, you know. But the shaila is like, you know. Okay, so Adam Lamal. So the Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin. Amar Rava. Rava says, Rava, years later. Rava says, okay, like there's Amal Torah, there's Amal Malacha. Amal Peh, the Gemara calls Amal Torah, Amal Malacha. He says, Kulo Gufe de Ruptiko Ninhu. They're all Rashi says, Gufa de Rabtikuh, they're all tircha. It's a tircha to learn Torah, it's a tircha to work. But he finishes, I don't know why he doesn't quote the main part, Ashrei mi sha'amalei b'tayra. Ashrei mi sha'amalei b'tayra. In other words, adav la'avo yulad. You have to be omel. You have to be omel. There's no choice. You can't just hang out. You have to be omel. You have to. You can make a choice. There is the possibility of shemberichoy. You can make the choice of being omel and Torah and lachtech and nasasayi de'achirim. Ashrei mi sha'amalei b'tayra. Rashi says, "Don't call Adam Zocha." He says that because echoing the words of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, of what was said about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So,
what do we call Adam? We have one person we recorded.
The diuk in the diuk in Rava is that, but it can be done. It's not. It's not something relying on it would be relying on a nes. You see, it's deeper than that. It's not like a question of. Like I just want to change the channel in our thinking here a little bit. It's not a question of like what would I rather do? You know, would I rather learn Torah all day, or would I rather be osik in Yanam of Parnasa, Asher Misha? That's like the wrong way of thinking. I think it's the wrong way of Gisha. The shaila is, where is my Tikkun Olam? That's the question that has to be addressed. Where is my Tikkun Olam? Now I can become a Chayis Rosh Hashiva, or I can become a Balabais. And learn, as opposed to Rosh Hashiva is running around raising money. Right? So, like, I have to decide. Like, I can make a decision. Is that about like what would I rather do? Take your choice. It's where how do I see my career panning out? That's not what the issue is. The issue is that a person of as a tzelem elokim has to choose not just a career path, but a path which is. Matim for me to do the tikkun olam that I was created to do. The kul alma, you have to do tikkun olam. It's actually like a avera not to do tikkun olam. The Gemara says that if gamblers, people that sit and gamble, like they sit in Vegas and they gamble all day, so the pasul eidus, why? Because they're not oisik in yeshuv olam. They're doing nothing for the world. Unless you could argue that somehow it helps the economy, which is, I think, a new argument, but traditionally, it was a way of, it's not real estate. It's a way of making money and losing money and without really doing anything, without really doing business, without any emails, without any thought, without the spin of the wheel. You know,
speculators today.
It's interesting. Pasula Eidus, because Eidus has to... The taich of an Eidus is somebody who's responsible. A responsible person is like Isaac in Yeshua Shalayla. And the Rambam brings it, he says, where's the Rambam or where's Zeilu Vaveda?
In the left.
Yeah.
The big question is, how does a person really know what's like Tikkun
Olam?
And then here comes the question, if I don't know, so maybe I can go wrong, or the best choice I have is to try to, whatever, let's call it, learn whatever the most that I can, because...
Maybe the pshat is, like, to give it a shot. The pashtus is, we're not Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the pashtus.
The problem is that there's so many people, who are being guided to do the most difficult thing for them, and it's not necessarily the best thing for them.
I think there's the guides, but there's also the... The where is the choice coming from? Like a lot of times, the choice is coming from. I tell you, like once a week, somebody who has a job, Baruch Hashem, and is working, says to me, "What a drop in the Lord all that." So, like I'm the rabbi, I'm supposed to say good. I can't get myself to say good because it's because it's not good, it's bad. It's because I know that very often this is not. This is just looking for relief. I just can't deal with it anymore. I'm not even talking about I can't deal with getting up in the morning or I'm not talking about that. Even Bruchnius. Thank you so much. It's about I can't if the shot the first thing is when you're doing this kind of counseling the first thing is Reb Tzaddik. you know, are you asking where your tikkun olam is? Or you so like a person could say, I don't want to go to work. It's too many nisyonos. I see women there. You know, it's hard for me. Like, it's true. Emes nisyonos. Emes nisyonos. But that doesn't lechora. I mean, the Hashem gives us nisayon. We have to deal with the nisayon. But it doesn't lechora. We're trying to get a different kind of job. But it doesn't lechora change your status. So what? So somebody else should do that. Somebody else should have that nisayon. The nekuda here of career path has to be lefi dvarenu, all about tikkun olam and nothing else. In other words, what is my participation in the bria?
So it seems to be saying that really everybody has to do their avelis b'torah, but only a few are zocher to actually be the b'torah.
Did you say avelis or avelis?
Avelis.
Everybody has to learn.
Amelis.
It sounded like
it's amelis for tikkun olam. What does that mean? What does it mean to be amel? It doesn't mean
So let's just say that Adam HaRishon started off with a very simple thing. La'avdo l'shamra. You do your mitzvahs. The world needs mitzvahs. Do your mitzvahs. I don't know which mitzvahs exactly he was going to do, but let's say even Zion mitzvahs or whatever. You do your mitzvahs, you're in. You've done your thing. You messed up on that responsibility, right? So now, koitz v'dardar, tavid is ha'adama. Now you've gone into a different place. You have a different job. He was basically demoted to a manual labor status.
But shouldn't that be now because of the state of the world having dropped? That should be the lechatchila now, because we are not Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, and we pretend we are. We're not doing what our tikkun really is,
except for Rishon Bar Yochai, the chaverav. Hard Madrega. Look, you need, on an individual basis, you need like Gedolim to, real Gedolim to. Nevi'im used to do this. They used to talk to people for a minute and be able to look at their neshama and tell them what your tikkun olam is. What's your tikkun olam, you know? But, Two tikkunim. Does not read this Rambam. Hamasachim b'kuvya ketzad. What's the pshat in Masachim b'kuvya? It explains what gambling is. Very interesting halacha. I think he says. Elishim is talking about eitzim of betzoris. About so is the gezel boys. It's nine b'neim shikol. It says the bear boys is chayk yikach m'menu kach b'kach. Make bets. Raise a gezel mit Yivraim. So it's a gezel. You know, chicken raisins. What do they call those? Chicken raisins. So says the Rambam as follows. I'm a sachik b'kuvya. Im hagoy, no gezel, let's say. Ein bo yisur gezel, avo yesh bo yisur oisek. Here's the thing: oisek bedvarim betalim. Meaning, not the gezel akum is mutter. The Rambam paskins gezel akum is aser. But the gezel akum, which comes out of day asmachta, is that's only me. Asher the Rambam. It's mutter by gezel akum, like toes akum, that kind of a thing. So, but he says, here's the key. The real problem is you have a new iser of osik b'tvarim b'talim she'ein roi la'adam she'asik kol yamav. What should a person do all of their life? He should be osik kol yamav she'ein roi la'adam she'asik kol yamav ela b'divrei chachma will be yeshuva shalayla. So aleph base is to be osik b'divrei chachma. Ubi yeshuva shel olam. Look for some way of contributing and participating in the godly process of creating the world. He doesn't tell us who gets to do what. It's kind of further afield, but the You have to do something. All I'm saying is you have to do something, which is Yishuv Yishalayim. You know, you can't. By the way, this is all of your life.
Torah is Chokhmah, or is that the Torah is
Chokhmah?
Or part of
Chokhmah? He uses the word interchangeably.
He definitely uses the word interchangeably.
Yeah,
he's
asking, where does the Torah come in?
I think it's part of the Divrei Chokhmah. But I mean, does he mean you should be a scientist or a lawyer?
That's Yishuv Yishalayim.
Also Yishuv Yishalayim. The point is, you need Yishuv Yishalayim. And that's our participation. That's Adam Lamo Yulad. Adam Lamo Yulad.
If we learn Torah, what is it saying automatically when you learn Torah that's done now?
Or well, first of all, that's only if you're learning Torah Lishma. Otherwise, you're called a Horei Solom. So the first step is you got to learn Torah Lishma. Second thing is, Nefesh HaChayim says, in Shar Dalet, Yudbeis, he says, it has to be, Chiddush of the Nefesh HaChayim, it has to be Emes. It has to be Torah's Emes. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything for the world. It has to be Torah's Emes. Who has a Bailus on Torah's Emes? I don't know. You open a lot of Svarim, they're not Emes. So you can come to Shemayim, you can get very surprised. Not only were your tefillin in the wrong place, your karkafta to lemad as well, but you don't have a karkafta one way or the other altogether.
That's why we learn a chabura, that's why we learn a chabusa. At least we're aiming towards that.
Or between us, there's a.
Yeah. That's why they're written down. That's why they're written down.
Perish about
that. Yeah, no, that's why it says that the Kativ, the Sefer, the Mishnah, says that. Own, you're not
going
to get to
the
Emes.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrote, we'll get to the
Emes. Need Emes. That's a new thing. Yeah, like Emes. Like it doesn't help just to learn Torah Lefer. There might be some virtue to it, but it's not. So you need Lishman, you need Emes. That's the first thing. Who's it for?
Just a smud.
You also need a Hasmada. I mean, the Hasmada is yeah, but the Hasmada, it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, patterned himself from Zman Kriya Shema. Terasayum nasa. You took it pretty seriously. Okay, let's go a little further. 5 minutes. Breishis bara lekim v'gaimer shi yehei hu hamashlima b'avaydasa. He's the mashlim. Kula gufa deruptaki ninu. So again, so now we know the lashon of Rava. They're all types of tircha. Ruptaki means tircha. It's all different tirchas. You can have the tircha of Torah, you have the tircha. Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, there's two shatim in ruptaki. It must be a Greek word or something. But the ruptaki is either means tircha, amal yulad, or ruptaki means a nartik, male mamain, a wallet. So what Rava was saying, according to the second lashon of Rashi, Ruptaki lashon tik. Is there a tik on it? The what Rashi was saying, what the pshat is, Rava, according to the second lashon of Rashi, is a person has to see themselves as a tik. You know, as a tik, as a wallet or a briefcase, and Rava is saying Ashrei mi shamalei b'tayra, like you can be zocha to fill it up with Torah. If you have that schus, that's a tremendous thing, but that's a big schus. That's a big schus. You see, it's also like, just thinking, like, people retire, you know, there's a concept of retirement age. I don't know what century that started. There's a concept of retirement age. You know, what does that mean? You're pater from what? Bikesh. Bikesh. Vaidayon. So, the pshat is that, I don't know, like, you know, Rav Scheinberg's 102, he's working full time. As much as he can. I mean, you know, as much as he can. He's sitting, he's working, he's learning, he's meeting people as much as he can. It's not what he was, but he's evolved, you know, as much as he can. But the pshat is that, you know, like, could be your tachlis also changes in the middle. So I know Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a Rav and a Rosh Hashiva for many years, when he retired, I think it was 62, he got started getting Social Security. So he retired. He says, oh, now I can become a gadol. What was he doing all your years? You did Rav, you were Rosh Hashiva. And that's when he became a Gadol. I mean, from 62 to 85 is when he made this huge Roshim in the world. It's like there's no tour at any point. It's Adam Lamo Yulad, and that has to go until the.
Chafetz Chaim heard the opposite, that he said that when he was young he could learn, and then when he was older, when he came to the Gadol door, he didn't have time to learn.
But that's not the opposite. That means that I was talking about learning. Tachlis was different.
Some people push off life until they die.
Yeah.
And then they just die.
Oh, that's not you're learning. You're learning your turn.
You're learning. That's
I retire twice.
You're doing the Reb Yaakov. Come and go.
Well, Scheinberg always has people spend their whole life making a living. So when does this living take place? That's what he always says. When does life begin?
I think that's when it lives longer. Mm-hmm. No, it's because they're tough. Because women are children, are parents, are mothers, and grandchildren, and grandparents. So they don't retire, in a sense. There's always more.
Lives by their occupation.
Right.
If you don't have that.
Right. So then I've got, so now I can go downhill. I need to kind of grow, and whereas.
If you're fortunate, you don't take your occupation seriously. It's just a means to the end.
I once was invited to give a talk in a university about IVF and and abortion of IVF and abortion. That was the deep issue was when to what age or to what stage of a pregnancy are you allowed to do abortion and IVF and what. All the different things with the so I spoke and the professor head of the department spoke. So I just remember what he said. He started off his speech. He said, "The true question here is in Australia." He says, "The true question here is when does life begin? When does life begin?" So he said, "The answer is when the kids grow up and the dog dies."
It's an optimist.
So it's stuck in my mind. the deepest question in life.
What was your opening line? Yeah. It just changed.
There's another line. Rakshi Yesha Malei. There's two kinds of people. Yesha Malei b'derech eretz shekodma l'tayra. Some people's amelus is in the derech eretz, which Hashem allocated 2,000 years for. Before it was the Zman of Torah, like as we keep on saying, and all during those 2,000 years of Tayhu, Shadayin Loi Nitna Torah Nemer Gamkein Loi Sovura L'Shevus Yitzara. It's on that 2,000 years that Hashem said Lo Tohu Vura. It was in the Yemei Tohu, the days of nothingness. The days of barren, the days of nothingness, tohu vavohu, that Hashem said, lo tohu v'ro, this is not for nothing, l'sheves yitzara, develop the world. L'sheves yitzara, have children, create civilizations, build buildings, invent things. The mitzvah of l'sheves yitzara, l'halacha, women have no chiyuv v'puravu, they have a chiyuv of l'sheves yitzara. L'sheves yitzara means every person, man and woman, has to contribute. The mitzvah of Sheves, as it's called, the mitzvah of L'Sheves Yitzara, is a mitzvah for everybody, dafka without Torah.
What is L'Sheves Yitzara?
L'Sheves to, what do you mean, what does it mean? To make the world a better place to live in.
It's not about people, it's not...
To make the world a better place. So the examples in the Chumash is they invented bricks. That's a good thing. From the north side, so like those bricks, plowshares,
kind
bridges.
That's mahogany.
Well, you know something. When the Romans said, "Harbe gisharim asinu, harbe rechovos asinu," we built bridges, we did that. It would have been a legitimate. Look what we did for the world. That would have been a legitimate taina in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except if their kavana was good. So that's what the Gemara says. What are you talking about? Shoytematem lo yasisem ela bishvilatzmachem. You only did it for yourself. Sharam asisem ligvois meches.
You're saying that there's an extra
chatte
that you have to do.
Kavana. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. So I said lishma. Just like Torah has to be lishma. L'chora, you see from that Gemara, it's a Gemara at the end of Hari, it's a Gemara in a few places, Gemara of Azar, of Chas, that L'sheves Yitzhar also has to be L'shma. So in other words, if Tufelig, what's the name of that word? You know, if it happens to be, happenstance, Tufelig, you do a Tikkun Olam, I don't know if Adam Lu'amul Yulad is Miskayim by, I'm not sure. Like it could be that your it's all totally in the Kavanas Adam. I don't know, maybe you get some schar, but you see, Torah has to be lishma.
It's interesting, the Rav's example of the Vayin, Bedafka came from the Tzafun, from Babel, Tzafun, and also Bedafka's...
Used bad.
Tzafun was used bad.
It was used bad. That was why I gave that example.
Right.
In other words, the Levainim was used the Migdal Babel. Limroid Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, but the Achdus was used. Even the Achdus was used.
The potential
of bricks in Achdus... You can build a base of Mikdash. So Chazal say they could have built a base of Mikdash. It wouldn't have been the Mikdash that we understand, and it would have been much more. They could have built a base of Mikdash. You've got bricks, you've got achdus, you've got everything that you need. You've got everything you need. You can make an unbelievable house for Hashem. What they do? Nasan lanu shein. So that's the backwardness of the Tzafon.
It was misplaced. I mean, the achdut was manipulated by Nimrod.
Who abused it?
If somebody has a showroom was lost in the enterprise, big deal.
Which is a riot that it wasn't
right,
the shema.
Right. So it wasn't the rock.
So that's the pshat, and that's the pshat in Sheves Yitzara being lishma, because if it's lichvod atzma, it comes out all bad. She always cannot call upon him be yeshuva shalom. Okay.
I'm
having a hard time for the super sun. So.
Because this is already back.
For more lectures featuring Rabbi Haber, go to www.toralab.org.